Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges, Perek Tes, Chapter 9, Rabbi Binny Marilis. The ninth Perek of Shoftim deals with the story of the son of Gideon, known as Avimelech. And Avimelech's history is told to us at the end of the previous chapter, that he is the son of a concubine of Gideon from Shechem, which makes him unique and different amongst the 70 children that exist as children of Gideon, with a unique status and a unique place in the family. In the aftermath of Gideon's passing, it appears there's some sort of a void that exists at the helm of the Jewish people, and something occurs wherein there is some sort of a power struggle, and everyone ends up dead except for Avimelech and Yosam. It could be one of two ways. Either it starts out amongst the different children, and then it ends up that Avimelech is the victor in a certain sense, but all that at the same time, he is the one who ends up killing the most of the children. But perhaps it, in fact, is a plan on his part to kill everybody else. Commentaries take it either way, but it appears, according to most, the second way, that he simply sets a plan in motion to kill all of his siblings. And we're left with two children. And the rest of the chapter essentially deals with these two children facing off, as well as the legacy of Gideon in parallel and in this, you know, what one would call polar opposite to the respect of the behavior of Avimelech. And there are details that exist in the text that, interestingly enough, parallel off with Gideon and Avimelech, albeit from different sides of the story, and those will come out in the course of our learning the chapter together. Beyond that, essentially the chapter deals with the notion of someone desirous of seizing power. He's being rodef hakavod. A person is rodef. He's pursuing, running after honor, distinction, power, and how that power essentially runs away, and how that honor essentially runs away from that person. And it's in the embodiment of Avimelech. Whereas other people prior to him deny interest and deny the desire to lead and to be in those positions, Avimelech, who is not in a position to do so, in fact takes it for himself and ultimately is not successful in acquiring and attaining the status of leader of the Jewish people in the way that his father is and the way that others are before them. Let's begin. Ve'elech Avimelech ben Yerubal Shechem Elachei Imo. So Avimelech leaves the household of his father and he goes home, quote unquote, he goes back to Shechem, to the family, to the brothers of his mother. Ve'edaber Eleihem ve'elkom Mishbachas Beis Avi Imo Limor. And he goes and he speaks to all of them, her family. Dabruna ba'aznei ko ba'alei Shechem. Let me speak to the people of Shechem. Let them hear what I have to say. Ma tov lachem. What's best for you? Hamishol b'chem shivim ish ko b'nei Yerubal. Is it better that you are ruled over by 70 children of Yerubal, of Gideon? Imishol b'chem ish echad. Or that it should be one person. U'zachartem. Remember, ki atzmechem u'bizachem ani. That that one rule over you, and that one be me, and I remember I'm a family member of yours. So not only am I a family member of his, but I'm a family member of yours. Hint, hint. Vayidabru achei imo alav, ba'aznei kol ba'alei Shechem. So the family of his mother speak to him in earshot, within distance of the rest of Shechem. All these things. When they follow, their heart seems to turn towards Avimelech. They say, Kiyam Rachinuhu, he's our brother. He's our brother. So if they have their druthers and they have to choose, so they'll choose him over anybody else. As a token, literally, of that selection, that inclination, that desire, so they give him money equal to the amount of all of his siblings. Ve'yitnu lo shivim kesef in verse 4, mibeis Baal Bris, from the house of Baal Bris. Baal Bris is the name of a certain Avodah Zarah, a certain idol worship. So they give him 70 coins from what we call the treasury of Baal Bris. Ve'yizkir b'hem Avimelech. Avimelech takes that money and he rents, quote unquote, and he buys Anashim Rekim Upochazim Ve'yichu Acharav. And he buys himself some sort of a rabble-rousing posse of sorts, cohorts and mercenaries to follow him. People of, one would call, ill repute, not with the best backgrounds. So Vayavo Beis Aviv Afrasa, they come to Afra, the area where Gidon had lived in Menasha, and Vayarog Es Echav Bnei Yerubal Shivim Ish Al Evan Echas, they kill all of the family. Vivasa Yosam Ben Yerubal Hakaton Kinechba, and Yosam lives, the young Yosam lives, for he was hidden. I.e., had he not been hidden, had he not been somewhere else, he'd be dead too. So it's not out of the kindness and goodness of the heart of Avimelech that Yosam exists, but rather simply being fortuitous, he's hidden away and he survives. So now there's nobody left. Now all you have left is Avimelech, the remaining child of Gidon, and the remaining child of Gidon, who also happens to be from Shechem. And what Avimelech seems to desire most is the affection and the power of the city of Shechem. Verse 6, Ve'yasfu kol ba'al Shechem v'chol beis milo, ve'yelchu ve'yamlichu es Avimelech le'melech. They go and they establish Avimelech as the king im elon mutzav asher v'shechem, by a certain monument, a certain place in Shechem. This is the first king of the Jews, right? First king in a certain town is Avimelech. He seems to have acceded to the place that he wants to establish himself as a power, as a force, as a leader. But it doesn't come without its consequences. And Yosam, now out of hiding, is told what happens. And he goes and he offers a mashal. And he's going to offer a mashal of trees, trying to select amongst the different trees a leader, a king, as it were. And they attempt three times and they fail the first three times. And then they go the fourth time to a tree of ill repute, a tree that doesn't bear any fruit, a tree that's only really out there to cause pain, and only takes and doesn't actually give. And that's the one that they make a king over the trees. The Nimshal, the parable is, to three great leaders who chose not to be Milachim, not to be the king, even though it was in their power, within their ability, within their purview to be the king. And then the trees, the people going to a person who is not worthy of the title and making that person the king. And essentially the Rashi understands that the first three are going to be symbolic of Osniel and Kenaz, our first Shofet, of Devorah, and of his father, of Gidon. And the last, of ill repute and lacking the worth, will be Avimelech. And then Yosam will offer a curse. He says as follows. Ve'yigidu li'Yosam in verse 7, ve'yigidu li'Yosam yelech v'yamod b'rosh ha'grizim, and he stands at the head of ha'grizim, the place, ha'grizim, where bracha was given earlier in our history. Now he offers up a parable and a klala. Ve'yisa kolo v'yikra. He raises his voice and he cries out, he calls out. Ve'yomer lehem. And he says to the people of Shechem as follows, Shimu elei ba'al Shechem, v'yishma aleichem Elohim. Hear me, people of Shechem, so that God may hear you. Remember that Shechem sits between Har Gerizim and Har Eival in the valley. So he's speaking from the mountaintop into the valley. And he says, "Halo chalchu ha'itzim limshoch aleihem melech." So it was that the trees went to establish for them a king, to anoint for themselves a king. Vayimru lazayis, and they said to the olive, "Malcha aleinu, rule over us, be king over us." Vayimru lehem azayis, the zayis said to them, "Hechadati es dishni, should I cause my goodness and my richness to cease? So that people can honor, who are honored through me, that they should stop. That I should go and wave over the trees." So the olive tree says, "No way, not worth it." So they continue. They say to the fig tree, "You, no. Come and be and reign over us, be our king." So the first one, the Zayis, was Osniel ben Kenaz. The Zayis is his Torah. The purity of his fruit is the Torah. They say to her, "Your sweetness and your goodness, right, Devorah, come and be our king." Vatomer lehem ha-te'ina. The Te'ina says back, "Hechadati en es moski ves tenuvasi ha-tova. Shall I cause my sweetness and my goodness to cease, so that I can wave over the trees, so I can be the king over the trees? No way." Undaunted, they continue in verse 12. Vayomer ha'etzim lagofen, they say to the vine, "Lechiat malchi aleinu, be king over us." In 13, vatomer lehem ha'gefen, the gefen says, "Hechedati es tiroshi, should I give up my vintage, my wine, hamesamech Elohim va'anashim, that brings gladness to God and to the people? What a gift that is for me to be a gefen. V'alati lenuha le'itzin, that I should go and now wave meaninglessly, without any value, over the trees? What's the point?" V'yemu kol ha'itzim el ha'atad. All the trees turn to the thorn. Is it exactly all the trees in the Nimshal in the parable that everybody went to Avimelech? No. But the point is clear. Lech ata melech aleinu. Go and reign over us. Go and be our king. So the Atad says back to them, Vayomer Atad in verse 15, Ela Eitzim, Im bemet atem moshchim moshchim lemelech aleichem. If really, really, really you mean it, with all due honesty and truth, you're anointing me as your king, bo'uchasu b'tzili, then come and rest, take shelter in my shade. V'im ayin, but if not, if you're not doing this in truth, and you're not doing this with emes, titzeish min ha'atad, then may a flame go out from the thorn and consume the cedar trees of Lebanon. Very powerful mashal, very powerful story, instead of stories of visions, things that Yotam is speaking about the people and what the people are seeking out and who they have the opportunity to seek out and who turned them down. And what do they get at the end? And now Yosam offers the Nimshal, the explanation. Ve'ata. In verse 16. Im be'emes b'samim asisem v'tamlichos avimelech. If it is the case that in purity and in truth and in sincerity and all honesty that you have anointed Avimelech as your king. Before we continue, one can take the remainder of Yotam's words as is, that is to say, that what he's saying is legitimately what he means, or perhaps one can take it in the sense that he's being mocking, and that there's no possible way that he will mean what he says. And he says to them, if this is true, this is really what you want, v'im tova asisem im yuva'al v'im beiso, and then you have done a goodness, and you're doing something right with Yerubal and his house, the house of Gidon and his household, v'im kigmul yadav asisem lo, and if you've acted towards him like the kindness that he gave you, it's hard to take seriously, meaning there's no way that anyone would think that what they're doing now is fitting for the house of Gidon and for all that Gidon had done for them. But again, one can read it either way. And he continues, Asher nilcham avi aleichem, that my father fought for all of you, v'yashlech es nafsho mineged, that he threw his soul before you, gave his life to you, v'yatzel eschem miyad Midyan, and he saved you from the hand of Midyan. And you, v'atem kamtem al beis avi hayom, you've stood up on my father's house today, v'tahargu es banav shivim ish alev en achas, and you have killed 70 members of the family on one stone, v'tamlichus avimelech ben amaso, and you have established as the king Avimelech, the son of his maidservant, the son of his pilegesh, aba al Shechem ki achichem hu, as the king over Shechem because he's your brother. And now he goes back to his original statement. After all of those things, could it be with purity? Could it be with honesty? Could it be with sincerity in your tests? In verse 19, if that's the case, even with all of that, you sincerely are establishing this person as your king, and let you be happy together, you with him and him with you. It's almost like a very odd bracha. V'im'ayin. But if not, in verse 20, then he offers the klala. Tetzeish mi'avimelech. Then a fire should go out from Avimelech. V'sochel es ba'al Shechem v'es beis milo. And it should consume and eat up the people of Shechem and beis milo. V'tetzeish mi'ba'al Shechem v'es milo. And it should be reciprocal. Just like if it's sincerity and it's true that it should be simcha both ways, so if it's not that way, but rather is something else, so then a fire should consume both of you, from Shechem to Avimelech and from Avimelech to Shechem. Whew. Whew. Powerful words, an incredible vision, an incredible speech, an incredible curse. And of course, Yosam runs away. Verse 21, Vayanas Yosam, Vayivrach, Vayelech Be'era. Yosam runs away, and he goes to a place called Be'era. Vayeshiv Sham, and he settles there, Mipnei Avimelech Achiv, because of his brother Avimelech, who he's certainly afraid of. He's killed everybody else. Certainly, and after announcing such a parable and such a curse, he should be fearful for his life. And he goes there to see the rest of it play out. The second half of the chapter deals with the reign of Avimelech and his ultimate downfall. And to him would be an embarrassing end. And it's sort of set off by what appears in the next two verses, the length of time at which he is the ruler, and that something happens, essentially that's Yotze Meis Hashem, that comes out of God, that causes some sort of a separation between Avimelech and his people, which will ultimately lead to his downfall and his death. We're going to have in the next set of psukim, is we're going to meet up with a couple of players, a couple of people that we haven't met before. We have Avimelech, obviously in greater detail. We're also going to meet a gentleman by the name of, use the term loosely, Gaal ben Eved, who is unclear as to his origins. Rashi seems to understand him to be an outsider, someone from beyond the scope of the Jewish people. And we're also going to meet Zvul. Zvul is going to be a leader, an officer in the army of Avimelech. And all these three will have a role in the story as it plays out, which ultimately will lead to the demise of many, many people, including the demise of Avimelech himself. Beginning in verse 22. Vayasa Avimelech al Yisrael shalosh shanim. Avimelech is the master, the ruler of the Jewish people for 3 years. Is exactly the ruler of all the people? That's not exactly clear either. But the terminology of Vayasar is a new terminology. We hadn't seen that before, and we won't see it again, at least in this Sefer, that's the terminology used. We have a Yishpot, we have other terminology, but not necessarily that. It's a different type of relationship. And then, verse 23, Vayishlach Elohim ruach ra'a bin Avimelech bin Baal Yishchem, Vayivgidu Baal Yishchem Avimelech. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends sort of a ruach ra'a, you want to call it an evil spirit, you want to call it some sort of an ill will, some sort of a negative opinion, negative feeling about him that causes disparity and a break between him and his people, and they essentially rebel against him, they betray him. And that's where it all begins to fall apart, and that's where it all begins to become the demise of Avimelech. Verse 24. Lavo chamas shivim b'nei yurbal v'damam lasum al Avimelech achem asher haragosam ba'abal ishchem asher chizku es yadav laharog es echav. The evil will, the ill will, the ruach ra relates to the notion of the death of all the brother, of all the children of Gideon, and that they put it at his feet. And so when the text tells us that they put the blood on him, adamam lasum al Avimelech, right, to put the blood on Avimelech himself for all the killing that he did of all of his family, and that it was now hoisted and foisted upon them as well, that didn't sit well. So vayasimu lo ba'al ishchem arvim al rashei ha-heharim. At some point, they just felt like they had been wronged in this story for having been a party or being perceived as a party to the death of the family of Gideon. And now they want blood. They want to finish this with Avimelech. So in verse 25, what you have is them establishing ambushes along the road, and it seems that they're trying to capture Avimelech and to kill him. They're putting ambushes on all the hilltops. And they are stealing anything that would come past them on their way in, and it was told then to Avimelech. The clear implication from the text is that Avimelech is not in Shechem, that he's somewhere else, and that they're hoping, or that they're sort of waiting, lying in wait for him to arrive so that they can do what they need to do to him. But they have finished or desired to wipe themselves clean of Avimelech. And now the rebellion seems to brew from within. Gaal ben Eved ve'echav v'yavru b'shchem. Gaal ben Eved and his brothers, quote unquote, or his band of brothers, come and pass through Shechem. V'yiftechu bo ba'al Shechem. Shechem, the people of Shechem begin to believe in him. They become secure with the notion of him. They have confidence in him. Why they do exactly at this moment, till this point, is not clear. But it's clear that something is brewing here. Vayetzu hasadeh vayivtzu es karmeihem. And now verse 27, it tells us how comfortable they were in going about their business, and that there's no fear of Avimelech. Vayetzu hasadeh, they go out to the field, vayivtzu es karmeihem, vayidruchu, vayasu hilulim. They make celebrations, they harvest the field, they go out and they take their grapes, v'yivtzuris at karmehem, they gather in the grapes, v'yidruchu, they stomp on their grapes, v'yavo beis Eloheihem, they come to the house of their God, v'yochlu v'yishtu, v'yikalu es Avimelech. So they drink and they eat and they make merry and they curse Avimelech. And Gaal gets up to speak in verse 28, and he says, v'yimu Gaal en Eved mi Avimelech. Who is this Avimelech? Who are we talking about? Umi Shechem kina avdenu. And who is Shechem that we should have to worship such a person? We should have to serve such an individual. Take it from two perspectives. The perspective one is the first part of it is mi Avimelech. Who is Avimelech? He's a nothing. He's a zero. Shechem? Shechem's an unbelievable city. Why should Shechem be demeaned to serve this person? Hello, Ben Yerubal, Uzvu Pekido. He's not the son of Yerubal, and isn't Zvul his officer? The implication being, that's no great shakes, that's no big deal, that this is the person who we have here. We should be exalted, we should rule someone greater. Yivduus Anshei Chamor, Avi Shechem. Let's worship, let's serve Chamor, the father of Shechem. Why should we serve Avimelech? Now one could take that facetiously and mean, well, let's deal with someone who's already dead for a long period of time and let's worship that dead person. But perhaps since that was the person who founded the city, or the city is named after, so they are more mechubadim, they're more honorable than anyone that we're serving now. Why should we serve Avimelech? And he continues, Umi tenis amhaze biyadi v'asira es Avimelech. Who will give over the nation here? Who will take charge? Who will lead the people? Who will follow me? If they want to follow me, I am Gaal, then follow me and I will stop Avimelech. And then he speaks to Avimelech, who's nowhere in sight, but he says, V'yomel Avimelech, v'betzva achav etzeah. Strengthen your army, reinforce your army, increase the numbers of your army, and come on out. Let's do business. Let's do battle. So in all the merriment and all the excitement of this moment, Gaal gets up and he takes on Avimelech, and the people are excited and they're rallied and they're ready to go. Ve'yishma Zvul Sar Ha'ir es divrei Gaal ben Aved v'yichar apo. Zvul, who is appointed over the city, Zvul, who is the officer of Avimelech, hears what Gaal had to say and he gets very angry, furious. Ve'yishtach malachim el Avimelech v'sarma le'mor. He sends messengers, emissaries to Avimelech in a place called Tarma as follows. He says as follows. Gaal is coming to Shechem. Is he misleading him by saying he's coming to Shechem? Perhaps. Perhaps he means that he's coming on Shechem, that he's taking hold of Shechem. And they are fortifying, they are establishing the city against you. You, now, get up this evening, tonight, you and all the people with you, ve'erov basadeh, and lay ambush in the fields. Ve'haya baboker, in verse 33, ve'haya baboker, kizeroach ha-shemesh, tashkimu fashatata al ha'ir. And when the sun rises in the morning, rise as well, and spread over the city. Ve'nehu v'ha'am asher ito yotzim elecha. And then all of Eved and his people, Gaal ben Eved and all his people will go out to you in the fields. Vasisa lo kashetimtza yodecha. And you'll do to them whatever your strength and whatever your power permits you, you'll destroy them. And Avimelech listens. Oh boy, does he listen. He must be furious. His town, his hometown, his people are rallying against him. In verse 34, Vayakam Avimelech v'chol ha'am asher ito laila. All of his people, and he himself, that night, go. Vayervu Hashem, arba rashim. He breaks his camp into four head points, into four groups. Vayetze Gaal ben Eved, vayamod pesach shar ha'ir. Gaal ben Eved seems to be watching and looking for Avimelech or his army. In verse 35, so Gaal ben Eved goes out to the Shar Ha'ir, to the gate of the city. He's looking out, he's watching the roads. Vayakam Avimelech v'am asher ito min ha'marav. And Avimelech and his people rise up from their ambush. Vayar Gaal es ha'am v'yomer el Zvu. Gaal sees it and he says to Zvul, Hinei am yored mirashei ha'arim. I see an army, a group, a nation coming down from the heads, from the tops of the mountains. Ve'emri lav Zvul, a sel heharim ataru eka anashim. Zvul says, no. You simply see the shade of the mountains coming in the guise of people. It's not people. It's shade. Is he mocking him, perhaps? Is he tricking him? Perhaps. Yosef od gal ledaber vayomer, hinei am yordim me'im tabur ha'aretz. Gal looks again and he says to Zvul, I see people descending from the tabur ha'aretz. I want to translate it as literally the center of the land. I see it coming from another area. V'rosh echad ba miderech elon ma'onanim. And I see a group coming from the plain of Ma'onanim. Plain of Ma'onanim is the place where they had established, they had made Avimelech the king. So now he's seen three different camps. Ve'yomer Zelav Zvul, in 38, Zvul speaks back. Aye efo picha shetomar mi Avimelech kinavdanu. Where suddenly is the mouth that said earlier, who is Avimelech that we should serve him? Hello, Zeha Amasher Ma'astabo. Isn't this the people that you have scorned, that you have mocked? Say, No Atavi Hilachimbo. Go out and fight him. Now, Zvul seems to be stoking the coals here. Here comes Avimelech. This is the guy you wanted. This is the guy you spoke out against. This is the leader you rebelled against. Here's your opportunity, Gal. Go get him. Go get him. And Gal goes. Vayetze Gal. Lifnei ba'alishchem, v'yilachim ba'avimelech. He goes out and he fights against Avimelech. V'yir defeihu Avimelech, v'yonas mipanav, v'yiplu chalalim rabim ad pesach hashar. Avimelech pursues after him. And Gal runs away, and many people die on that day. V'yeshev Avimelech ba'aruma, v'yigarez v'ulaz Gal v'es echav misheves b'shchem. And Gal and his people are chased away from Shechem, and Shechem is again quiet. However, it's not over. Avimelech, in pursuit of power, in pursuit of his seat as the Melech, is not satisfied by what has happened, and he sets up to battle more, and to destroy more, and to kill more. Vayini Mokharas on the next day, Ve'etze Ha'am HaSodeh, the nation goes out to the field. The people of Shechem go out to the field. They figure that everything is secure. They're okay. But Yigidu Avimelech and told Avimelech that his people, that the people had gone out, and now he wants to punish them, right? Some sort of additional layer of punishment. Ve'ikach ha'am ve'chatzim u'shlosha rashim ve'ye'erav basadeh. He now takes his group and he splits them up into three groups. Ve'ye'erav basadeh. They lay wait in ambush in the fields. And he sees as they're coming out of the city, they rise up on them, and they attack them, and they strike them. And Avimelech and his group spread out, and they stand at the gates of the city, and the two other flanks, the two others spread out into the fields, and they strike them in the fields. It was a full-on, three-pronged attack at the hands of Avimelech, and many people are killed on that day. Avimelech nircham be'ir kol hayamahu. Avimelech fights in the city the entire day. And he seizes the city, that's amasher ba harag. And everyone that's in it, he kills. V'yitot etzair v'yizre'eha melach. He then tears down and destroys the city, and he literally seeds it with salt. When you pour salt on it, and you pour salt on it here, he's pouring it to the degree by which, in the sense, to be understood that it should never be rebuilt. Now, of course, Shechem is rebuilt. But in his sense here, he's trying to destroy it to the point by which it will never rise again. V'yishmu kol ba'ali migdal Shechem. All the people in a place called Migdal Shechem, inhabitants of an area called Migdal Shechem, the Tower of Shechem, Vayavo El Tzriach Beis El Bris. They come, the word Tzriach is, so citadel, some sort of a location in their area. Vayugal Avimelech, Ki Hizkabzu Kobali Migdal Shechem. And in verse 47, it was told to Avimelech that the people of Migdal Shechem had gathered together into one location. Avimelech Har Tzalmon, Hu v'chol asher ito. Avimelech goes to a place called Har Tzalmon, which is near where they are. He and his entire camp, his entire army. V'yikach Avimelech es hakardumos v'yado, v'yichros sochas eitzim v'yisaeha. Avimelech does something very, very strange. He takes axes in his hands, he cuts down some trees, he puts them on his shoulder, and he says to the people that are with him, Vayomer ala amasher imo, mara isim asisi, maru asu kamoni. What you have seen me do, go and do yours as well. So what do they have? They now have trees on their shoulders. What are they going to do with them? V'yechusu gam kol ha'ama ish socho. Right, all the people with him do the same thing. V'yelchu achorei avimel v'yesimu ala ha'tzriach. And they put them on the tzariach. They lay them, they lean them against the tzariach. V'yetzitzu aleihem es ha'tzriach v'esh. And they set it aflame. V'yemusu gam kol anshei migdal shechem ke'elef ish v'isha. Approximately 1,000 people. So not only the people of the city of Shechem, or the Baal Shechem, the people in the area of Shechem did he kill, now he destroys a place called Migdal Shechem, and he's not done. He now goes to a place called Tevetz. Another place called Tevetz, it seems to be in relation to what has been going on so far, he goes to a place called Tevetz. And this will be his ultimate downfall. He seizes the city of Tevetz. And there was a stronghold. There was a stronghold, a strong tower in the city. And all the men and the women of the city go there. They lock themselves in. They go up to the roof of the Migdal. Avimelech ad ha-Migdal. Avimelech comes to the edge of the Migdal, comes to the edge of the tower. V'ilachim bo. And he lays siege to it. He fights, he battles there. V'yigash at Pesach ha-Migdal l'sarfu ba'esh. And he reaches the doorway, the edge, the entranceway of the tower itself to set fire to it as well. V'tashlech isha achas pelech rechev al rosh Avimelech. Some woman throws down a large stone from the roof of the tower, v'taritz es gulgalto, and she crushes his skull. V'yikra mehira al hanar nosei kilav. He calls out to a young boy who was with him. V'yomer lo shlof charbecha moseseini. Take out your sword and kill me. Pen yomru li isha haragasahu. Haragasu, lest that one would say that a woman had killed me. The nar stabs him, the young man stabs him, and he dies. Till the end, Avimelech is concerned about his own kavod. Different than perhaps the story later when we see Shaul HaMelech asking to be killed as well. There it's kavod Klal Yisrael as the melech. Here it's simply the kavod atzmo, the honor of himself. Avimelech dies, and everyone goes home. It seems almost as if the war just ends at that moment. That by virtue of the fact that Avimelech is out of the picture, he's out of the way, that he's stirring the pot, and he's dead, so everyone goes home. Vayoshev Elohim eis ras Avimelech asher asa l'aviv l'haroga shivimecha. And God returns the favor. He repaid the evil that had been done to the house of Gidon, and to all the children of the family of Gidon, exactly as Yosem had said. And all the evil that the people of Shechem had done as well, God had turned on their heads, and God had brought it back upon them as well. And as it ends, the curse of Yosem falls upon them, each one, the ash going out from Avimelech, the fire going out from the people of Shechem, each ultimately dying. Ultimately, what we learn is the great lesson about the person who is Rodif Kavod, a person who is pursuing honor and dignity, that the honor and the dignity runs away from them. We'll continue tomorrow.